KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Advanced Auto, Dolker Backo, Country Strong Fitness, and Red Sky Asphalt.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Favorable placement for the drug industry within media. In effect, the media is now a captive of big pharma. So it's not so much what they're advertising, it's that, you know, say CBS, ABC, the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal looks at how much of their ad budget comes from the pharmaceutical industry and they go, we're not going to bite the hand that feeds us, right? So here's an example. According to the Times, the overall number of television advertisements for drugs increased by about 65% between 2012 and 2016. And they disproportionately target America's growing population of seniors who watch legacy programs like the Today Show and ABC, NBC, CBS Nightly News, as well as programs like Law & Order SVU, NCIS, The Price is Right. These are problems that older individuals watch. 62% of commercial breaks during General Hospital include a drug ad. So the problem is it's claimed that these ads are about educating medical consumers. But a study found there was a substantial decrease in the percentage of ads that conveyed truthful information about conditions being targeted. Positive emotional appeals occurred in 94% of the ads. There were decreased emphasis on negative emotional appeals. The lifestyles portrayed in the sample largely featured how products can enable more recreational activities. You know, see happy individuals smiling at social gatherings after taking antidepressant drugs. Sufferers of Crohn's disease can now eat hot dogs and pizza with their friends at fast food restaurants. And psoriasis sufferers can show off their newly plaque-free bodies in bathing suits. And it's all good. And upbeat music plays while actors cavort, oblivious to the grim recitation of all the side effects. You know the drill, which is delivered by an unseen narrator who talks about they cause cardiac arrest, rare cancers, blood clots, tuberculosis, serious infections, you know, on and on it goes. So let's summarize the case for banning direct consumer ads. They're invariably for new pricey drugs because these are the drugs that are most profitable. They're also the ones that unfortunately are least subject to post-marketing studies because there's not enough time to look at what the long-term effects of their use might be. And those studies may reveal unanticipated side effects that emerge after thousands of people take them over a period of years. There are often cheaper, equally effective drugs that these new pricey drugs supplant. So just as Hollywood loves reliable sequels and remakes, you know, they just remade Snow White. They thought, you know, that was going to be a bonanza. So too does the pharmaceutical industry covet what are called Me Too drugs that replace drugs that are older drugs going off patent and becoming generic. And these new drugs don't offer very much of an advantage. And in fact, a study done at Johns Hopkins found that the share of promotional spending allocated to consumer advertising was on average 14% higher for drugs with low added benefit compared to drugs with high added benefit. The majority of the drugs, 68% of the top-selling prescription drugs sold in 2020, were rated as offering low added benefit. So these ads also, they minimize the downsides. You know, they by law, they're required to have this recitation of all these horrible side effects, but usually it plays in hushed tones while happy things, happy music happen on the screen, they also undermine the doctor-patient relationship. Like, what happens when somebody sees an ad and says, I want this drug, goes to the doctor, and the doctor, you know, said, well, you know, I'm not sure that's appropriate for you. Well, a patient's going to be dissatisfied with the doctor, and the doctor may feel pressured to prescribe a drug that they ordinarily wouldn't feel good about. In fact, what they believe is that shifting promotional dollars to direct-to-consumer advertising reflects a strategy to drive patient demand for drugs that clinicians would be less likely to prescribe. When a consumer sees these advertisements on TV or social media, they should really question if it's the best drug for them and have a conversation with their provider. Well, often that's kind of conversation doesn't take place. They promote unnecessary drug use because a lot of powerful drugs are touted for patients with relatively minor weight problems or skin problems, you know, urinary problems, mood problems, where the benefits are slight and the risks are considerable. Americans are already the world's leading consumers of medication. And from a budgetary standpoint, we're approaching a healthcare funding Armageddon. They prioritize pharmaceutical fixes over natural alternatives because when we bombard the populace with drug ads while they watch General Hospital, we inculcate the belief that for every ill there's a pill. True consumer education would disclose that many conditions for which these drugs are promoted are simply amenable to diet and lifestyle fixes, addressing true root causes. And finally, a good argument for banning these things is nobody else allows them. Every advanced country in the world, save two, the U.S. and New Zealand, manages to achieve high-quality health outcomes with fewer per capita expenditures without direct-to-consumer ads. So why do we need them? Why do we need them? Well, when we return, I'm going to talk about what are some of the impediments to getting rid of these direct-to-consumer ads. And they are significant. And so don't hold your breath. Don't expect immediate deliverance from this torrent of drug ads that you see on TV. It ain't happening so fast. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? Empty Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Empty Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, primary cause of biological aging. Empty Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by more than 40%, and it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT Factor for years, and now for a limited time, take advantage of the NT Factor Essentials Bundle. Get 20% off either size of NT Factor Lipids powder and get a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT Factor free. Patented energy contains the same lipid blend in a pleasant, convenient, chewable berry wafer that's portable. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com for the NT Factor Essentials Bundle.
A quarter century of probiotic excellence. Essential Formulas Incorporated proudly celebrates 25 years of innovation and leadership in the probiotic industry. Since introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the gold standard in full-spectrum probiotics in early 2000, we have remained dedicated to advancing probiotic science through research, education, and cutting-edge product development. Over the years, we have expanded our commitment by introducing groundbreaking products designed to nourish the microbiome, both inside and out, such as RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's Probiotic Skincare. As we step into our next quarter century, we extend our deepest gratitude to all those who share our vision of probiotic excellence for better human health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's skincare products are available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference today.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Get ready to lasso your chance at free tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. Tune in to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach during the Free Fire Radio Show for your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. When you hear that iconic cattle clip,
hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, rawhide.
Call 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567 for your chance to qualify for our drawing coming up on April 11th at 8:10 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. So don't miss out on your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup, courtesy of the Red Bluff Roundup, My Umbrella Marketing, and your friends here at KCNR.
Are y'all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager, plus a special limited menu from the kitchen. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255, and we'll be taking some of your recorded questions momentarily. But I want to continue on the theme of a ban on direct-to-consumer pharmaceutical ads. It makes sense for all the reasons that I enumerated in a previous segment, but it won't be easy to enact a pharmaceutical ad ban. Politico writes, any effort to limit truthful, non-misleading commercial speech about pharmaceutical drugs will almost certainly draw legal challenges from drug makers on First Amendment grounds. So they're going to use a First Amendment argument, a free speech argument, to say that the drug companies have a right to share truthful information about their drugs. Now, we've got kind of a double standard here, because when it comes to nutritional supplements, you are not allowed to make truthful statements because that would be a medical claim. So instead of saying this supplement can help asthma, you can't say that, because asthma is a medical condition. You can say this supplement supports optimal lung function. It's called a structure function claim. So anyway, they're going to make that argument, and they can lock this up in the courts. They're going to say, you're abridging our rights to free speech, that these big pharma companies have the right to share their information with the public based on the First Amendment, fundamental right of all Americans. And when it comes to congressional action, you know, let's say we're going to make an effort for Congress to enact a bill. Few realize to what extent legislators are beholden to Big Pharma. During the period 1990 to 2024, $375 million was contributed by pharmaceutical interests and device manufacturers to congressional candidates. Now, who is the recipient of the lion's share of these contributions? Well, it's divided roughly evenly between Republicans and Democrats. So they're hedging their bets. They're hedging their bets. They give to both sides of the aisle. But among the top 20 contributors, 14 of 20 went to Democrats. So it's a little bit skewed towards Democrats in terms of the big recipients. Among the biggest recipients, Bob Casey, Democrat, Pennsylvania, Brett Guthrie, a Republican from Kentucky, and John Tester, Democrat from Montana, each received over $500,000 in the 2023-24 cycle. So what about presidential candidates? Joe Biden, over $9 million. Kamala Harris, over $8 million. Barack Obama, over $6 million. And Hillary Clinton, $4.64 million. Donald Trump also got money from Big Pharma, but he may be perceived as kind of a maverick, so he just got a piddling $1.33 million. So what's interesting, too, there's likely to be a lot of opposition from the broadcast industry and social media giants, which are highly dependent on pharmaceutical ads, not to mention ad agencies. There's a trade publication that reports the advertising industry itself is likely to rail against any potential ban, given that some companies depend on the healthcare sector for a significant chunk of their revenues. These are big, big conglomerates that are traded on the stock exchange. Interpublic, one such agency, makes 29% of its revenue from health ads. Others like WPP, Publicis, and Omnicom got between 11 and 16% of their income from drug ads. So it's going to be an uphill fight with Big Pharma and its surrogates using every trick in the book to block reform. But I believe it's a battle worth undertaking in the interest of American medical consumers. And we know that RFK wants to do this. Will he be allowed to do this? Will he be able to do this? Those are entirely other questions. We'll follow this over the next few years. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
How have you changed since middle school?
I feel like back in middle school, I never really thought of talking to people who have, like, jobs or just really anything about the future in general. But, like, now that I'm in high school, I'm starting to talk to people from Real World Leaders. I feel like from this, I can learn advice from people with, like, years of experience.
What made you decide to do this?
Honestly, I had no idea. I still have no idea what I want to be in the future. And I was hoping from this experience that I could, like, sort of narrow things down. But I also learned about people's personal lives and, like, different aspects. It's not just all about college.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Explore pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action, and we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers, to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Limp, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Limp mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of SEA US LLC.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. A reminder, if you're looking for supplements, and we often talk about supplements here on this program, and you may say, well, how am I going to track them down? What's a reliable source? Check out drhoffmanstore.com for some of the highest quality supplements, which are very hard to find elsewhere, and the very self-same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. With FullScript, you get fast free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. They're about to create an app which should facilitate ordering, so check out drhoffman.store.com for your supplement needs, and stay tuned for information about an upcoming sale, spring sale, that we're about to launch. 877-726-8255, our number. Let's take one of our recorded questions.
My question is for thyroid meds, because my thyroid is
not doing well. She put me on levothyroxine at a pretty good strength, and now it's barely coming up. Now she's going to wean me off in about 3 months, so I'm looking into how to help my thyroid regenerate itself, and I'm also doing hormone pellet therapy for my menopause. So, yeah, my question is thyroid health.
Okay, so when it comes to thyroid health, I mean, there are books and books and books about thyroid health. And two main points. One is that synthetic thyroid doesn't work for a lot of people. And that is because synthetic thyroid just delivers T4, and your own thyroid delivers T4 and T3. T4 must be converted to T3 in the periphery, in all the cells in your body. And many people have resistance to conversion of T4 to T3, and thus it helps when you include a little T3 in your thyroid replacement. You can do that with natural thyroid, or you can do that with combo drugs that combine levothyroxine with liothyronine, which is Cytomel, or you could just add a little Cytomel to your levothyroxine or your Synthroid. And that often does the trick. People feel better, they're more energetic, they're more alert, their skin improves, their hair improves, they lose weight, they sleep better, on it goes. So I would suggest that you talk to your endocrinologist about a better thyroid replacement. And if your endocrinologist is not down with that, find another endocrinologist, because more progressive endocrinologists recognize that some of their patients do okay on Synthroid. That's the standard of care. But others require a little bit more personalized care with a more balanced thyroid replacement. And I know that's not popular with some endocrinologists, but more and more enlightened endocrinologists are coming around to accepting this. So the other thing is, let's say you want to try a non-pharmaceutical route to support your thyroid. Well, a couple of ways. One is to directly stimulate the thyroid with a little bit of iodine. Iodine is a supplement that you can take that in moderate amounts increases the production of thyroid hormone. But if you overdose on iodine, you can actually suppress your thyroid. So you have to be careful. It's kind of a Goldilocks thing. Too much, too little, just right. And then there's selenium, and selenium often helps the thyroid iodinate, which makes thyroid hormone. So selenium can be a supplement that supports the thyroid. But another way of supporting the thyroid is to support the cells of the body that utilize thyroid hormone by revving up their mitochondria. So once again, it comes down to mitochondrial support with things like NT factor, urolithin A, which is the MitoPure product, nicotinamide riboside, and you know, simply other supplements like magnesium that can be helpful for supporting thyroid function, B vitamins as well. These can actually help your body utilize the thyroid that your thyroid is still making. So there you have it. All right. 877-726-8255 was the number that this patient used to record a question. So jot that number down and call us, and we'll put you on next week or the week thereafter. All right. You know, the English language is rich with words, and one of my favorite words in the English language is shibboleth. A shibboleth. You know what a shibboleth is? A shibboleth is a belief that is constantly reiterated. For example, that synthetic thyroid is superior to natural thyroid, but that has been overturned in light of scrutiny and evidence. So one of the shibboleths about kidney disease is that people with kidney disease need to be on a very low-protein diet. And so one of the worst things that you can do, it is said, according to this shibboleth, is to give people a very low carbohydrate diet, because a low carbohydrate diet is going to be rich in protein and fat. And you can keep the protein at moderate levels, but you need a source of fuel, so you're going to be using a fair amount of fat. So perish the thought, a lot of fat, especially saturated fat, is going to come from meat, and that's going to be very bad for people who have chronic kidney disease, which is predicted by increasing levels of creatinine and BUN. You can see those numbers creep up. Normally, you want to keep creatinine below 1.2 or 1.3. It creeps up to 1.6, then 1.9, and then it crosses the threshold to 2.2. And it's usually progressive, and it can culminate in a very high creatinine and BUN, and then your kidneys aren't filtering out waste products, and you need to go on dialysis or ultimately get on the waiting list for a kidney transplant. So the question arises, what about a very low carbohydrate diet? Is it safe for individuals with chronic kidney disease? And they did a study, and it just came out in 2025. The background of this is the very low carbohydrate diet is gaining popularity as a therapy for metabolic syndrome, which, by the way, a lot of people with kidney disease have. They have either metabolic syndrome, they're overweight, they need to lose weight, or they have out-and-out diabetes. So one of the ways to treat diabetes, very low-carbohydrate diet. That's what Dr. Atkins has been saying since forever. He originated this approach in the 70s and 80s, 90s, and very successfully turned people around in terms of their blood sugar, got them to lose weight. But they were consuming a fair amount of protein, and they were using fat as their source of fuel and using keto sticks to determine how low they can go to maintain ketosis, which suppresses appetite and helps them lose weight. So, small study, but a significant study. They looked at 18 patients with metabolic syndrome and with chronic kidney disease, who were prescribed a very low carbohydrate diet, which is less than 30 grams of carbohydrates per day. Now, that's not going to put you in ketosis, but it's a very low carb diet because, you know, a slice of bread will almost give you that much in the way of carbohydrates. So they looked at a bunch of parameters on them, and they found that indeed they lost weight. They had a reduced BMI, and they had a reduced hemoglobin A1C, a reduced blood sugar. Now, that's good for your kidneys. So if you're on the path towards kidney failure and you have a high blood sugar, that's going to accelerate that. So reducing your body mass, reducing your blood sugar, that would be good for your kidneys. Antihypertensive medications were reduced in 6 of 14 patients without their blood pressure going up. There were no changes in what's called glomerular flow rate. Glomerular flow rate is a precise measure of kidney function. So the diet didn't make their kidneys worse. And in fact, their creatinine and BUN got better. They were reduced. No participants deteriorated to a more advanced stage of chronic kidney disease. 20 out of 20. And increased flow rate in their kidneys, glomerular flow rate, was found in 15 of the 18 participants. So not only was it not harmful, it actually improved their kidney function. Their conclusion, small study, but for the first time, the very low carbohydrate diet was demonstrated to reduce body mass index, hemoglobin A1C, a measure of blood sugar, blood pressure, and medication in patients with chronic kidney disease, even stage 3 and 4, which is pretty serious advanced kidney disease, without evidence of kidney damage. Therefore, the conclusion is that a very low-carbohydrate diet can be a safe and effective therapy to improve metabolic health and reduce cardiovascular disease risk in patients with metabolic syndrome and chronic kidney disease. Another shibboleth put to rest. Because what they do with these people is they put them on very low protein diets that are rich in carbohydrates, starchy cereals and potatoes and noodles and rice. And they don't get better. But they're afraid to put them on a very low carbohydrate diet. And that's what these patients need. We need bigger studies to confirm the benefits of this approach. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CB Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CB Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Get your podcast.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
When people sometimes get very good positions in their life, whether with their career or something else, they tend to forget other things that are going well for them. So I really appreciated that when I asked the question, what is your biggest success, you didn't think of your job, you thought of your family and your kids. That's a really good perspective to give, I think.
Yeah, I mean, we talk a lot about the bank of work-life balance, right? You have to give people the opportunity to take care of their life because they become a lot better employees when they feel comfortable about what's going on outside of work. I think you have to have priorities. And if you don't make your family a priority, I think it ends up hurting you and doing your job.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately, for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And we have another phone call that we get via 877-726-8255. Let's hear it.
I would like to know if that histotripsy procedure for liver tumors is available anywhere in the St. Louis, Missouri area.
Okay, so let me just comment on how you can find things out. And it may not be obvious to some, but these days they're very good search engines that utilize AI to find out just about anything. So what you do is you put in the term histotripsy near me. And that's what I did to research this subject, and I got an answer. So if you're in the St. Louis area, you can go histotripsy St. Louis, and it'll list the places that do the histotripsy. So that's parenthetical. And I don't mean to be a wise guy about it, but, you know, eventually, you know, questions like these may be supplanted by Internet searches. You know, people won't be asking this. But this actually brings up an interesting subject, because what is histotripsy? Well, histotripsy is ultrasound treatment for liver cancer. All right? So you could do surgery, you could do radiation, but those are invasive, and radiation has damaging effects on surrounding tissue, even though it's, these days, it's very pinpoint, collimated, and focused. So histotripsy uses ultrasound in a targeted way, high-intensity sound waves, to destroy tumors without the need for surgery or radiation. So these ultrasound waves are directed at the liver tumor, and the tissue is destroyed, and then it's resorbed by the body. So it's non-invasive, no surgery, it's precise. It doesn't heat up the tissue, which can damage adjacent healthy tissue, and it destroys the tumor cells. So it's used for patients who have what's called primary liver cancer, which originates in the liver, or metastatic liver cancer. Many cancers go to the liver, and it can help. It's not curative, but it can actually slow the progression of the cancer. Because once you have stage 4 cancer and it's in your liver, it's very bad and it's very hard to treat. You need, you know, lithotripsy alone, that would be like whack-a-mole. You could keep zapping and zapping and zapping the tumors, but some of the metastatic cells will continue to grow and it'll come back. So the issue is that it's not available everywhere, and I looked up the St. Louis area, and indeed, it's not available yet in St. Louis. Techniques like these, I think, will take a while to filter through the medical system, but they will eventually be available at major metropolitan hospitals, and you got pretty good hospitals in St. Louis. It is available here in New York at the Langone Medical Center. It's available, I believe, at Mayo Clinic. And it's available in Chicago if you want to make a trip, and that might be a feasible way to access histotripsy. So there you have it. As you know, it is important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality, and that's why I stock and use personally the Protocol for Life Balance product line, and that's featured at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients that are backed by strong scientific research. That's why I like them, including a suite of supplements supporting your body's natural detoxification. That's the theme for our campaign this month with Protocol for Life Balance, Detox. The supplements are glutathione, methyl action, and calcium D-glucarate, which offer a powerful combination of targeted nutrients that are used by cells for the proper detoxification of metabolic waste products. Plus, they support essential methylation, thus promoting neurological, cardiovascular, eye, and bone health, as well as glucuronidation, which is a natural process in which normal cells eliminate microscopic waste. For more information and to order, check out drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is a quality company. They're an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements, and that's why I recommend them. All right, so lately the country was jolted by the assassination of the CEO of United Healthcare. It's a very big deal. It's like, you know, guy who runs one of the most profitable multi-billion-dollar health companies in the world, United Healthcare, gunned down in cold blood on a street in Manhattan. And the assassin inscribed on the bullets that were used to kill this guy, delay, deny, defend. And so the message was, what's he talking about, delay, deny, defend? That, it is said, is the motto of insurance companies to reject medical claims. And so the latest initiative to prevent this, a bill passed by the Arizona House of Representatives to keep AI from rejecting medical claims. So it's not even, you know, you submit a medical claim, it's not even a person who reviews it. It may be artificial intelligence. And so the Arizona legislature wants a person. The Physicians Make Decisions Act, which went into effect last month, requires a healthcare provider to review any denial, delay, or change to healthcare based on medical necessity. So there you have it. It's going to be a person, not a computer, who's going to deny your health claim. That's progress. I'm Dr. Robert Hoffman. Thanks for joining us. DrHoffman.com for all things related to intelligent medicine. Have a great weekend. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your body's natural detoxification, glutathione, methyl action, and calcium D-glucarate. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients that used by cells for the proper detoxification of metabolic waste products. Plus, they support essential methylation, promoting neurological, cardiovascular, eye, and bone health, and glucuronidation, a natural process in which normal cells eliminate microscopic waste. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action,
and we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Wild conditions across America, major wildfires in North Carolina and South Carolina. Hundreds of firefighters from around the nation are there battling those fires. In Wisconsin and Michigan, freezing rain bringing down a lot of power lines. Tonight there will be thousands of residents facing very chilly weather ahead. Forecasters say severe weather could be on the way overnight to parts of Tennessee or Kentucky. That includes possible tornadoes and extremely large hail. Tehran and Washington continue to battle in a war of words. Iran's president has rejected direct negotiations with the United States in response to a letter earlier from President Trump. Also, at townhall.com, Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins sharply blasting the Biden administration for causing significant hardships to American farmers.
When we left in the first Trump administration, we had a surplus on our agriculture exports, meaning our farmers were not just, you know, making money here in the U.S., but the export piece was a really important part of it, selling our incredible goods across the world. When we took back over just a few months ago, after 4 years of Joe Biden, that surplus had not only turned into a deficit, it had turned into a $49 billion deficit.
And Rollins telling the Salem Radio Network she plans to go around the world soon to expand markets for U.S. products. One person has been killed when a small plane crashed into a house in Minnesota. Several people were in the home but escaped injuries. The house was destroyed. NTSB is investigating. Three people have been killed, many more injured in a traffic accident in Brooklyn, New York. One person has been arrested. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts.
You hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? I absolutely am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call. 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
President Trump making his clearest commitment yet to not fire anyone over an accidental leak of his administration's plans for an airstrike against the Houthis in Yemen. Mr. Trump says he does not fire people because of fake news and witch hunts. Buckingham Palace says King Charles III feeling better now after being hospitalized for observation Thursday after he experienced temporary side effects that related to a scheduled cancer treatment. The king is 76. Richard Chamberlain, the star of the 1960s TV series Dr. Kildare, has died. He was 90 years of age. A spokesman says Chamberlain died Saturday at his home in Hawaii of complications after a stroke. Chamberlain quickly became a star as the compassionate physician on the series that aired from 1961 to 66. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com.
New
use for AI technology. Rich Thomason explains.
A German company specializing in early wildfire detection has developed a new AI-based drone it says will help to speed up the detection, location, and monitoring of fires. The Silvergaard drone debuted outside of Berlin the other day as wildfires becoming more common around the world. The drone will deliver infrared video and works in combination with a second fire detection system the company developed earlier. It's already in use in several countries.
Norfolk Southern wants two other companies to help pay the $600 million class action settlement it agreed to over that 2023 train derailment near the Ohio-Pennsylvania border and the toxic chemicals that were released and burned. Railroad filing that motion that is set to go to trial beginning Monday morning. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Shasta College will host the last of three workshops titled Getting the Outside Garden Ready and Preserving What You Grow. This workshop will be held April 26th from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm in the Greenhouse. Workshop topics will include bed preparation for an amazing harvest, how to start composting, setting up irrigation, growing herbs, controlling weeds and bugs, canning basics. There will be a $5 charge to cover materials and seeds at each workshop. Master Gardeners are also sponsoring a plant swap after this workshop. A garden fair is also planned from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. This family-friendly event will include garden activities for children, composting demonstrations, garden-related vendors, and basic gardening advice. For questions regarding this event, contact Lemoyne Waite at 530-242-2210 or contact Shasta College.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident, or illness, or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Reading's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
When
people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio. You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Care for my mom or my dad or my spouse or my loved one. Oh, well, you know, we don't do that. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry to have wasted your time, but we don't do that. So what level of care do you need? So I relate the level of care to the licensure. And what is licensure? So to provide hands-on care in the state where you reside, you have to have a license from that state. And licensure spells out what kind of care, how much care, how you have to deliver that care, what you can do and what you can't do. And so what it breaks down to, I'll just tell you in the Kansas City area, and it's very, very similar all around the country, long-term care. Do you need long-term care? Another term for that is a nursing home, medical care, the health center, skilled nursing. I mean, you have all kinds of terms for this thing, but I generally call it long-term care. That's the highest level of care, and that is the medical model, the highest staffing levels typically, and compared to, you know, most of these others. And you have a lot more RNs and LPNs, and you get daily care for all your daily tasks plus medical care. And so that is one level of care. Another is assisted living. Very popular term. A lot of people have heard of assisted living. You may or may not be familiar with that. But again, per the licensure in the state that you live, that license will dictate what they can provide at that assisted living level of care. Typically, it's more of a social model. It's not really a medical model per se. You mainly have CNAs and CMAs or CMTs. Doing, you know, most of the hands-on care, helping you with those activities of daily living. If you hear the term ADL, I try not to speak in acronymology, in abbreviations like all these people in healthcare do. Like, they're rattling all this stuff off, trying to sound impressive, and you're sitting here going, I have no idea what in the heck you're talking about. So an ADL, activities of daily living. So they can, at assisted living level of care, per their licensure, they can help you minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, and toileting. They can help you to a point with incontinence management, and they typically take over management and distribution of your medications. So all of that is super important. Again, they can help you minimally or fully with all of those sort of things, as well as making all of your meals, providing all of your snacks and hydration. There's a full slate of activities for meaningful social engagement and quality of life. They have physicians that will come into the building and see you, essentially making a house call. That is super convenient, for sure. But you can also, if you prefer, you can keep your family physician, and they can provide transportation to get out to see your doctor or maybe a specialist. So there's a lot of support in assisted living, but there are a lot of limitations in the assisted living level of care. If you exceed their threshold, then the next step is you need to move to long-term care. But the bottom line is, what do you need now? So long-term care, assisted living. We also have, at least in our area, and a lot of states have this, called residential care. Typically, that is assisted living light, if you will. So they help you with the activities of daily living, but you need to be, again, generally speaking, a little more independent at residential care level. We have something called Home Plus around here, which is, I would say, a higher end of the assisted living level of care, but it's provided in a house, literally in a ranch-style house. How about that? So that is pretty incredible. That's a wonderful environment for a lot of people, and it's probably not the best fit for other people. So, but it is a great opportunity and option. And then one other, I just don't see too many of these anymore, but there are a few, intermediate care facility. So you have decided to get out and do this on your own. You want to do your research. If you go to the Google machine and you type in nursing home Kansas City or assisted living Kansas City or something like that, just say, okay, I'm going to wear out the internet. I'm going to do my homework. Well, good luck with that, because you're going to see hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of results. And the first few pages are a bunch of sponsored ads. So, I mean, how much credibility do you give that? So you get past the sponsored ads, and then, you know, how do they get there? Well, they're good at SEO. That they may not be so good at providing the care. So it's a good thing to maybe start to gather your information. But what I'm going to provide for you today, what to determine before ever even thinking about beginning your search. And the first step is, what level of care do we require? And I would look at, what do you need today? And then I would project out, what do we think we may need, you know, certain period down the road. And this is what we do with senior care consulting, is we help you through all of this. And if you want a break, you want some professional guidance on that, feel free to reach out to Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800, or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, now the question of the week, the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you need to move to a senior care community within the next 12 months, it's too early to begin your search now. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity,
Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Are y'all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager, plus a special limited menu from the kitchen. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
So now we're working the waiting list. So if you rise to number one on the list, they give you a call, you're not ready to move, they'll say, that's great, we'll call you next time we have space available. And then they'll call number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 below you. Someone will take the space, everyone else will move up. You will stay at that number one spot. They'll just keep calling you over and over until the timing works out. That's exactly how you work a waiting list. Now, they're not going to do that for, you know, years and years and years, but they'll do that for many months, maybe even a year, maybe a year and a half, maybe even a couple of years. But the point is, if you need to move within the next 12 months, do your search now. Because what it does is some of the best places have the longest waiting lists because guess what? They're the best place, and everyone wants to move there. So you could encounter a 9 to 12-month or 12-month-plus waiting list. And if you want to consider the best place, it's really incredibly smart to get out ahead of that and do that homework proactively. Get your name on a wait list, and then just work it out. Work out the timing from there. All right. Back to what to determine before ever beginning your search. So the level of care, we talked about that. That's related directly to the licensure. And then what type of care do you need And you have to determine that. And so I'll just break it down like this. So general care, it's general everyday care, nothing fancy about that term. Do we need memory care? Memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. It's just as simple as that. Now, can you have dementia and live in, let's say, assisted living general care? Yeah, you can. But once you're in that decline and then you develop some sort of issues or risks or behaviors, then at that point, that would be a quick ticket to quote-unquote memory care, the special part of the building where they provide special care for residents with cognitive impairment. Do you need skilled nursing and rehab? What is that? Well, you have to know this stuff. Do you need skilled nursing and rehab? Do you need mental health care, a level 2 facility? And I'm getting ready to work with the family and relocate their loved one from a city far away to a city much closer to where they live. And this person has some mental health care needs and issues, needs to receive the proper care and treatment for that. And it has to be in a long-term care community that can offer that. They're trained in that, and that's their specialty. Do you need hospice care? What is hospice care? How do you qualify for hospice care? How long can you receive hospice care? Do you need respite care? And, you know, I have a lady that needs to move fairly quickly, and we may need to move her into a place in their respite apartment temporarily, right, while her apartment is being turned over and renovated. And it's a little bit of a two-step process, but that's going to work for her. A lot of other folks need respite care just because the caregiver needs a break. I talk about that all the time. So what level of care do we need? What type of care do we need? General care, memory care, skilled nursing and rehab, mental health care, hospice care, or respite care? Is this sounding confusing? Because if it is, that's because it is confusing. And that's why with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we work with so many families and individuals, helping them, first of all, determine exactly what they need. Some of the same stuff that we're talking about right now. You have to know these things, because then that will tell you what to search for. So that's developing a detailed description of what we need. Then we research the entire marketplace, and we identify our top options. We tour those places with you. We gather a wealth of information, report that to you to help you make an informed decision. If this is overwhelming you and you're like, wait a minute, I'm in over my head already, I need help, reach out to Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, so we've determined the level of care. We know the type of care. And now the 800-pound elephant in the room, so to speak, how are we going to pay for this? Ouch. This stuff is expensive. It can be really expensive. I have one of our clients, and he's in assisted living. They're wanting him to move to long-term care. He's paying about $7,500 a month for his assisted living apartment. I still think this gentleman is assisted living eligible. And he is, by the way. But they want him to move to long-term care, where the cost will be $15,000 a month. He's trying to avoid that, and I'm helping him save $7,500 a month by just helping him relocate to a different assisted living community. How about that? So how are we going to pay for this? Private pay means you're writing a check. You're paying with your own resources. Medicare, what is Medicare? What does it pay for? I will tell you this. A lot of people think that Medicare will pay for your stay in assisted living or long-term care, and it will not. It will pay for a short period in a long-term care community for skilled nursing and rehab. And once you're better, once you've reached your goals or plateaued or decide that you no longer want to participate in that, which is certainly your right, if you will, then they stop paying. And now who's going to pay for that? So Medicaid, what is Medicaid? How do you qualify for it? What will it pay for? What about long-term care insurance? One of my clients right now has a pretty good, I wouldn't say it's a great long-term care insurance policy, but it's pretty darn good. It's going to pay about $6,000 a month. And that, along with his income, and he's going to be able to fully fund his stay in assisted living and then some. Okay, so do you have, and I was able to look at their long-term care insurance policy and tell them exactly what it was, what it paid for, and how it works. And they're fortunate because the really good part of that particular policy is they have a lifetime benefit, which is pretty hard to come by these days. So are you a veteran? Are you a surviving spouse of a veteran? You may qualify for the VA aid and attendance benefit. So those are the big three. We need to know about our location parameters. How far are we willing to drive to find the best care for our loved ones? And then any personal preferences and needs. So these are the things that you must determine before ever even thinking about beginning your search. If you need help with this, we would be honored to speak with you and work with you at my firm, Senior Care Consulting, at 913-945-2800. Or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And coming up next, I have a special guest. This is going to be a fascinating interview and conversation. You don't want to miss it. Don't go away.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
For license details, terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. That's 800-542-9830.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
In Phoenix, a new VA mobile medical unit is bringing health care to homeless veterans across the valley that is providing incredible results. The new state-of-the-art unit, launched 6 months ago, has provided care to over 400 veterans this year. Staff focuses on assisting veterans with medical care, mental health support, vaccinations, and more. The program has reduced ER visits, prevented hospital readmissions, and ensured that those who have served our country receive the proper care they need and deserve. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Beltway politics gets a shake-up. Fictions and facades abound. And is the American dream making a comeback? All this and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, now we have a special guest on the line here, and I am really excited about this. Lorraine Weissman, she's PhD, MBA, and CPA. How about that? She's the president and CEO of Leading the Wise Way. It's a consulting firm specializing in strategy and change management. And Lorraine has a book in development right now based on research to provide guidance, tactical strategy, and support to retiring executives, senior and generational communities, and industry leaders. And her primary mission is to mitigate the risk of depression as this generation approaches or starts retirement and help them re-identify their purpose in the next part of their journey. Lorraine, you're speaking my language here, so I need to buy this book. But this is really fascinating. Lorraine, welcome to Senior Care Live.
Thank you, Steve. I'm honored to be here.
All right. So, Lorraine, how did you first come to discover the problems that new retirees were facing?
Well, I really discovered them in my career along the way. I've had the privilege of being the CEO of 7 different publicly traded companies in 6 countries. And along that journey, I discovered that people were leaving their businesses and their positions on a bitter note. And I couldn't understand it. Why are they so sad at the end of this great career? And then I left the corporate world and started this consulting company, and I've been coaching CEOs and helping them exit their businesses, either selling them or retiring from senior exec positions. And I started to see it happening again. And I thought to myself, you know, there's something going on here. There's something bigger. This is not just something that's happening to one or two people. It's happening to many different people. So I got curious on, okay, what is this? Why are people struggling so much in retirement?
Well, and I think what you do for a living just ties into your identity, and now all of a sudden that door slams shut, and now who am I and what am I doing? I can definitely relate to this. So that's why it's just so fascinating. So, Lorraine, could you share more about the start of your journey to address this retirement challenge?
Okay. Well, I actually got in the mood to dig deeper. I decided to go back to school. At 60 years old, I have just completed my PhD
a
few months ago on this subject. So when I want to learn, I really wanted to dig deep and I wanted to understand it. I wanted to be part of the solution. And as I'm coaching executives, I thought, okay, I need to go back. I need to do the research and understand this subject. I need to understand what's going on and be able to support them in their journey. So that's what I did. I went back to school and I learned.
That is fantastic. So your research found that retirees are suffering from depression in more significant numbers. Why is this?
Well, it's because of two factors, really. First of all, people are so connected with their worker identity. And all of a sudden, they've gone from being an executive or being a leader to being called something. And when they leave the workplace, they're no longer that person. No longer are they there to solve problems. Nobody's calling them anymore. They've lost their calendar. They no longer have people wanting them to solve problems. So their schedule is empty. Their email is empty. And as a result of that, they end up feeling that their life is empty. They lose their identity for all intents and purposes. And the second reason is the immediate loss of the social network. So many people think that their friends are the people that they work with and that will continue after they leave the workforce or after they sell their companies. And unfortunately, when they leave, those friendships leave with them. So they end up in this situation of both a personal identity crisis as well as a social identity crisis, all happening at the same time. Now, there are ways to mitigate this, you know, and that's really where my effort has been and my time has been spent on what do we do to mitigate that risk. And that all comes with preparation ahead of time.
This is so fascinating. I am dead serious. I need this book. When it comes out, I'll buy your first book. So,
well, that's great.
Lorraine,
thank you.
Absolutely. So why is connection so important in retirement?
Well, to be honest, Steve, we're not meant to be alone. That's the truth of the matter. We're on this earth to make connection with other people. That's what makes life so valuable and so important. And as people start to retire, there's this abrupt disconnection, right? There's this abrupt isolation, and people are feeling detached, and they're feeling alone. So some of the people that I've been spending time with and looking for other ways of them connecting, we're finding new social networks. We have to find new ways and new people to connect with. So I always say, who are you and who are your people after you retire? And we do need that connection to thrive.
Well, and you need that social network and the friendships outside of work. And
right.
Fortunately, I have that. So I think maybe I'm a step ahead of some folks. But so, Lorraine, so how do you suggest people discover their purpose in retirement?
Okay, well, there's a couple of things. Needless to say, this is a conversation more than a few minutes.
Sure.
But I would love to say it was a quick fix, but it's not. First, I would say you need to focus on understanding your strengths. What brings you joy? And when I'm talking about strengths, I'm not talking about things that you're good at. I'm talking about things that bring you energy. So many people that I've spent time with think that they can get out of leave work and go spend their time volunteering, and then they're still not fulfilled because they're not doing something that brings their strengths into action, and they're not doing something to which they're aligned that brings them meaning. So understanding where your strengths are and being able to take those strengths and then applying those strengths in a new environment. So I really coach people to be very self-aware on the types of activities that bring them energy and the types of activities that drain their energy. And focusing on using those gifts in your areas of strength and doing something outside of work where you can apply those strengths. Now, sometimes people end up back to work in a very different capacity, or they end up spending their time in organizations where they can actually use those gifts and use those strengths for absolutely a completely different purpose than what they were employed to do.
All right. And then, Lorraine, what is next for your own purpose and mission?
Well, my purpose is to help as many people as I possibly can through this transition. I believe strongly, based on my research, based on the time that I have spent with people that are planning their retirement and the people that I've spent time with that are post-retirement and struggled in the beginning and then were able to succeed in the end, I want to share the message. I want to be able to share a process and a pathway where people do not need to experience depression as they're entering that longest vacation of life, as I'd like to call it. You know, when you get into that last third of the year, your life rather, you have an opportunity. You have gifts. You have a way to find meaning, purpose, and bring value in that last one-third of your life. So my goal is to help as many people as I possibly can rediscover their purpose in retirement, rediscover how to use the gifts that they've been given, rediscover how they can build new social networks that are going to take them on this next phase of their journey. I'm really hoping that the launch of this book and later this year, that it will enlighten and help people find their way, find their focus as they retire. And I will continue to coach people. I will continue to speak on this subject and help as many people as I possibly can. This is truly meant to be the most important time of our lives. It's the time when we know what we know, and we know we have a good sense of what we don't know. And it's an opportunity for us to share and to live out with our strengths. So it's not about retiring, coming to a stop, but it's about a graduation to the next chapter.
That makes perfect sense. And so, Lorraine, will you coach like individuals privately, or are you looking at group sessions, or just public speaking opportunities, or do you mainly want to accomplish this through the book?
All of the above.
Maybe all of the above.
All of the above.
Right.
Absolutely all of the above. Once the book, I am coaching individuals now. I am coaching in a group setting, and I'm also doing some public speaking. But once the book becomes available, I hope to take that to the next level.
And how can someone check out the book and find the book online?
Please just go to my website. It's leadingthewiseway.com. You'll see the book and how to stay in touch with me and how to, you know, get my articles, my newsletters, and to stay in touch with what I'm doing ahead of the book coming out.
Excellent, excellent. And again, if this is resonating with you, visit Lorraine's excellent website, leadingthewiseway.com. You can sign up for articles, news updates, and more. And Lorraine, thanks so much for your excellent work that you're doing, and thanks for being here today. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much, Steve. Thanks for the opportunity.
All right, we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently.
moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right. So that was a fantastic interview, and I am raising my hand. I want the first book from Lorraine. That is fascinating. At age 60, she is so committed to trying to solve this and help people through that identity crisis, loss of your identity, loneliness, depression, loss of your social network, all of those sort of things that all of us are going to feel at some level or another, maybe some less, maybe some more than other people. But I think we're all going to hit that once we retire. And if you have already retired, you've probably or possibly already experienced that. So she goes back to school, gets a PhD, by the way, and her thesis is this whole subject. I mean, how timely is that with all, 10,000 people retiring a day, the baby boomers are still retiring, and it's just fantastic. So I just can't thank her enough for being on the program. So earlier in the program, I talked about what to determine before ever beginning your search, and I want to just finish up today by discussing memory care. I touched on it just a little bit earlier, but I want to talk about it a little bit more. So memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. That is succinct as I can be. but here's the challenge with this. You can find memory care at different levels of care. Now, remember, the levels of care are tied to your licensure. And the highest level of care is long-term care, and then as we would work down, we would go assisted living level of care, residential care, home plus, and maybe even the intermediate care facility, the ICF. But the main two are long-term care and assisted living. So what does it mean by having memory care at these two different levels of care? Because I think it is so confusing, and it's a term that's out in the market. I think it is completely misused. I know it's misused very, very commonly, very frequently. And sometimes, frankly, I think it's misused a little bit on purpose for marketing purposes or a sales tactic or something like that, which I do not like that at all. So if you're doing that, stop it. Okay. So again, memory care is a special type of care for a resident with cognitive impairment. And so let's say that your loved one needs the assisted living level of care, that social model that can help you with your activities of daily living, being helped minimally or fully with your bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting, medication management, all of the things I talked about earlier. Okay. Plus you have cognitive issues. So let's say you are pretty early in this dementia decline, if you will. Can you just move into an assisted living community? And the answer is, yeah, absolutely. You can do that. And you're probably going to be just fine for a period of time in that general care area where they just provide general care. But there are a couple of things that could get you a quick ticket that would indicate the immediate need for, quote unquote, memory care. The first one, in a second, you'll be moved to memory care, is if you become what's called an elopement risk, or a flight risk, if you will. And so you've been getting along just great, and then one day you're not trying to cause any trouble or any problems, but you walk outside just to check out something, and you get a little bit confused, turn around, and you can't make your way back. And it could be also, it could be 100 degrees outside, it could be zero, it could be traffic, and you're just not, and God bless you, you're not able to process that these are bad things. And you could unintentionally put yourself in harm's way. Okay, so to protect you from this elopement risk or flight risk, if you will, you would need the memory care part of the building. And in memory care, there are codes on the doors. The doors are locked, and you have to remember the code to leave that area. And if you have dementia, you're probably not going to be able to remember the code. Sometimes you can, okay, but usually you can't do that. And so that's a major, major safety issue. And then another reason that you may need memory care is overstimulation. So, and again, God bless you with dementia, and Alzheimer's one of the many forms of dementia. As you're on this cognitive decline, at some point you lose the ability to process a lot of stuff. So you become overstimulated. There are too many people around. There's too much noise. There's just too much stuff going on, and you just start to wind up tight, and pretty soon you blow. You blow your top. You may become belligerent or agitated. You may even shout out and get very angry at other people because you just can't process this stuff anymore. And so when you move to the memory care part of the community, in the memory care area, it's going to be a smaller area on purpose. They're not being stingy. This is on purpose. So you move to the memory care area. There are fewer people. There's less noise, less stimulation. It's just a lot more dialed down and dialed back on purpose to keep everyone calm and cool. So there are some other reasons that you may need memory care, okay? But in general, those are the two big ones. Those are the two big ones. Now, let's say that you are searching for, and I'll just stay in the assisted living lane right now, and you say, hey, my loved one has early dementia, get along pretty well, but I'm going to need some help with, you know, A, B, and C. Do you have for memory care? Oh, yeah. We care for residents with dementia and cognitive issues, no problem. And you're like, oh, great, okay. You choose that place. And then, And they told the truth. Yeah, we care for residents with memory issues and cognitive issues and dementia, Alzheimer's, et cetera, et cetera. And then 6 months later, your loved one walks outside and walks down the street, doesn't make their way back, and all of a sudden they're calling 911, and your loved one is missing from the building. hopefully they're going to be okay. Usually has a happy ending. It doesn't always. And they bring your loved one back. And all of a sudden, they're like, hey, we can no longer meet your loved one's needs. You're going to have to move. You're going to have to find a place. And you're going to have to do that like right now because we can't keep them safe. And you're like, wait a minute. You said you had memory care. Well, we care for people with dementia, but we don't have like a separate memory care unit. We can't keep your loved one safe. You're going to have to move like right now. And all of a sudden, you have to move. And so that's why it's so important to determine exactly what you need before ever beginning your search. Now, our clients working with Senior Care Consulting, we don't have this issue. We understand exactly how this works. We understand exactly what we need. We understand exactly how to do this. If you need professional help in your search and selection process when you're looking for a senior care community, for your loved one, long-term care, assisted living, et cetera, all the things that we've discussed, we can help you at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tasha Stevens. President Trump is threatening both Russia and Iran, saying if a peace deal in Ukraine can't be reached, and if it's Russia's fault, he'll place more tariffs on Russian oil. President Trump also commented on his efforts to reach a nuclear deal with Iran, saying if they don't make a deal, there will be bombing. Search and recovery efforts are ongoing for the four U.S. soldiers missing in Lithuania. Authorities said Saturday the soldiers based out of Fort Stewart were operating an armored recovery vehicle last week when it sank deep into a bog during training exercises. The Social Security Administration's revamping its plan to require in-person identity checks.
The SSA recently announced it would require all new and existing beneficiaries to travel to a Social Security field office to verify their identity. After a public outcry, the agency made some changes to that plan. It now says people applying for Social Security disability insurance, Medicare, or supplemental security income who are not able to use the agency's website can complete their claim over the phone. But other SSA applicants will still be required to verify their identities at a field office starting next month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The original change was an effort to combat fraud. Executive Vice President of the National Taxpayers Union, Brandon Arnold, says Congress has several options in dealing with the savings created by DOGE.
Yes, they could play with these numbers a little bit, and they could build in some of the savings that are going to accrue from the DOGE cuts, some revenue gains that could occur because of tariff increases. All of these things could be built into the baseline if they choose to do so.
Arnold appeared on Salem News Channel. Republican Party state headquarters in New Mexico targeted by what the party calls a deliberate act of arson over the weekend. The entryway was destroyed, and ICE equals KKK was spray painted on the wall. More at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. You contract
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. For Relief Factor.
U.S. states are positioning themselves to compete for newer, cheaper nuclear reactors being developed as communities and tech giants compete in a race for electricity. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has this report.
For some state officials, nuclear is a carbon-free source of electricity that helps them meet greenhouse gas reduction goals. Others see it as an always-on power source to replace an accelerating wave of retiring coal-fired power plants. 25 states passed legislation to support advanced nuclear energy last year. This year, lawmakers have introduced over 200 bills supportive of nuclear energy. The reactors have high-level federal support, and utilities across the U.S. are working to incorporate the energy source into their portfolios. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Thousands of pounds of ground coffee in 15 states have been recalled for hundreds, 12-ounce bags of Our Family Traverse City Cherry Decaf Light Roast. It was mislabeled as decaffeinated. News and analysis at townhall.com. Major talks between a key Trump administration official and various Hispanic leaders.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem met with Mexico's Claudia Sheinbaum for the last stop on her tour to three Latin American countries. Despite ongoing tariff threats by the Trump administration, President Sheinbaum said they would focus on security and migration, adding she would emphasize Mexico's sovereignty during her meeting with Noem. More than informing, we're going to share with her what is being done and also the coordination and collaboration that has been established with the United States. Earlier this week, Noem visited El Salvador's high-security prison where Venezuelans flown out by her party are being held. And yesterday, she signed an agreement with Colombia to expand biometric sharing for law enforcement. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
President Trump says a tree that's nearly two centuries old will be removed from the White House grounds because it's rotting and it's a safety hazard. President Andrew Jackson brought the magnolia tree seeds from his home near Nashville. More on these stories at townhall.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx bull riding event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, High Noon Beef, Vestra Resources, and CNC Pumps.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Good
Scott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
And high-density lipoprotein cholesterol, the HDL. So you simply add the LDL and the HDL, and you subtract it from the cholesterol, and what's left over? That's the remnant, or the remnant cholesterol. And in a study in a European Heart Journal, researchers found that for people with relatively low levels of LDL cholesterol, in other words, reassuringly low levels, where they would say, man, you don't have a high risk, a measured remnant cholesterol level greater than 24, and the unit is micrograms per deciliter, you don't have to know that, have a 40 to 50% higher risk for major heart disease or stroke. This is based on a study which followed people for 18 years. And what they found is that these individuals who were middle-aged to older, they had no history of atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease at the time of the beginning of the study. The new study found that almost one of five individuals with levels of remnant cholesterol at or greater than 24 experienced major heart disease or stroke within the following 18 years. Wow. That's pretty impressive in terms of predicting risk. So here's how it works. Let's do a little math, okay? Maybe get your pencil and paper handy. Follow along with me. It's not too complicated. This is not advanced calculus. Say you're like me. My cholesterol often clocks in at around 230. Sometimes it's lower. Sometimes it's a little higher. But that's pretty high. You would think I would be at high risk. My LDL cholesterol, the so-called bad cholesterol, is higher than what they want it to be. It's 140 sometimes. And the HDL cholesterol, though, is pretty good. It's 70. So let's do a little math. Let's subtract from the total cholesterol of 230 the sum of the LDL plus the HDL. Well, the LDL is 140. The HDL is 70. So 140 plus 70, last time I checked, is 210. 230 minus 210. That leaves me with a remnant cholesterol of 20. So I'm in the clear from the standpoint of this study, because if it's greater than 24, I might be in trouble. Let's look at another example where somebody actually has a pretty good cholesterol, a cholesterol of 180, and a satisfactory LDL of 100. It's not that great, because if you have cardiovascular disease, you've had a heart attack, they'll want it even lower. But let's say it's 100. And you have no history of cardiovascular disease. You're not at high risk. Your LDL is 100. But your HDL is 35. So, again, let's do a little math. LDL, 100, plus HDL, 135. I'm sorry, eight. The total is 100 plus 35, the LDL plus the HDL is 135. Subtract that from 180. I get 45. So 45 is greater than that threshold of 24. So paradoxically, someone with a cholesterol much lower than me and an LDL much lower than mine might have a remnant cholesterol that's 45 when I have a remnant cholesterol of 20, thus exposing them to higher risk. And it's borne out by these studies. And they're saying that, according to one of the lead researchers, we're not saying LDL cholesterol is a poor measure of cardiovascular disease risk, but instead our analysis suggests that LDL should remain an important assessment tool. However, clinicians should also look at remnant cholesterol because it indicates a significant amount of risk on its own. And, oh, by the way, remnant cholesterol, higher levels, are very much associated with obesity and diabetes, and almost everyone with a high remnant cholesterol has a high triglyceride level, high triglycerides connoting higher risk. Why is that? Because if you do the math on triglycerides, for every 5 points of triglycerides, you get 1 point of remnant cholesterol, which puts you at higher risk. So let's say you've got triglycerides that are 300. Well, you get a contribution of 60 points of remnant cholesterol when you do the math on that. So, okay, I bet you guys are running to check your test results, and if you do the math and your remnant cholesterol is greater than 24, well, maybe you should undertake a strongly proactive preventive program against cardiovascular disease. Check it out. Share the information with your health practitioner. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining FullScript. FullScript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. Do you wish you could turn back the clock on aging? Anti-Factor Lipids is the breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Anti-Factor Lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, primary cause of biological aging. Anti-Factor has also been shown to reduce fatigue by more than 40%, and it's even been shown to significantly reduce a wide range of symptoms and improve the quality of life in patients with various conditions like chronic fatigue and those undergoing chemotherapy. I've been using NT-Factor for years, and now for a limited time, take advantage of the NT-Factor Essentials Bundle. Get 20% off either size of NT-Factor Lipids powder and get a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT-Factor Free. Patented energy contains the same lipid blend in a pleasant, convenient, chewable berry wafer that's portable. Just go to NT-Factor.com. That's NT-Factor.com for the NT-Factor Essentials Bundle.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Shasta College will host the last of three workshops titled Getting the Outside Garden Ready and Preserving What You Grow. This workshop will be held April 26th from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm in the greenhouse. Workshop topics will include bed preparation for an amazing harvest, how to start composting, setting up irrigation, growing herbs, controlling weeds and bugs, canning basics. There will be a $5 charge to cover materials and seeds at each workshop. Master Gardeners are also sponsoring a plant swap after this workshop. A garden fair is also planned from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. This family-friendly event will include garden activities for children, composting demonstrations, garden-related vendors, and basic gardening advice. For questions regarding this event, contact Lemoyne Waite at 530-242-2210 or contact Shasta College.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Are y'all ready for a good time for a great cause? Well, join Chicks and Chaps at Woody's on Monday, April 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. for the Chicks and Chaps Brewhouse Takeover. We're serving up a limited edition of Chicks and Chaps American Light Lager, plus a special limited menu from the kitchen. And don't miss your shot at winning 4 rodeo tickets in our big drawing. Must be present to win. Come raise a glass and help our effort to help local breast cancer patients, because every sip makes a difference. See you at Woody's Monday, April 14th.
We're going to take some of your recorded calls in a few moments, but first, you know, I always say, take your mitochondria for a walk, because exercise is important for preserving and even improving mitochondrial function. The mitochondria are the powerhouses of your cells, and there are several supplements that I talk about here in this program that rev the mitochondria. There is what's known as the mitochondrial theory of aging, which has to do with the fact that as you age, your mitochondrial function decreases, those powerhouses experience brownouts, and thus virtually every cellular function is degraded, your organs cease to work at peak efficiency, you become tired subjectively, but you also are prey to the ravages of aging. So the mitochondria are really crucial in terms of your overall well-being. And there's a new study just out entitled, stay with me on this, Higher Skeletal Muscle Mitochondrial Oxidative Capacity is Associated with Preserved Brain Structure Up to Over a Decade. So what they did in this study is they carefully examined the mitochondria in the muscles of people. These are the energy powerhouses within the muscle cells that are very important for muscle strength and endurance. And they use all kinds of sophisticated techniques. They used PET scan and various assays in terms of mitochondrial activity. Very sophisticated technology. And what they found was quite interesting. They found that higher muscle mitochondrial efficiency is associated with preserved brain structure. Okay? They looked at very carefully. They imaged the brain. They used PET scans to look at the way that sugar is taken up by brain cells, an important measure of brain activity. And what they found is that the more efficient your muscle mitochondria were, the more preserved your brain structure was, up to over a decade. In other words, a decline in your mitochondrial function in your muscles could predict by a decade your risk of developing changes in your brain structure, which are highly correlated with a risk for dementia and Alzheimer's disease. And they found that this is particularly in areas important for cognition, motor function, and sensory motor integration. All those things are things that you want to hold on to. So very interesting study that suggests that you've got to work on your muscles. Well, you can work on your muscles with exercise, aerobic exercise, strength training. You can also utilize things that support your mitochondrial function. And this really vindicates our focus on the mitochondria with supplements like these, NT-factor lipids. That's one of my favorite supplements. I've been talking about NT-factor lipids forever. They've been shown to repair mitochondrial damage, the primary cause of biological aging. They've also been shown to reduce fatigue by more than 40%. And there are studies that corroborate that. I also believe that in frailty, in chronic fatigue, perhaps those undergoing chemotherapy, NT-factor is a perfect supplement for supporting mitochondria. We know that in illness states, the mitochondria take a beating. They decline in their efficiency. So, special offer. Take advantage of an NT-Factor Essentials bundle. Get 20% off either size of NT-Factor Lipids powder. And get a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT-Factor Free. That's patented energy, which contains the same lipid blend in a pleasant, convenient, chewable berry wafer. Just call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com, ntfactor.com. For more information, ask for the NT-Factor Essentials Bundle. Okay, the other week I was talking about these new devices that provide super sophisticated AI-powered prosthetics to people with disabilities. And then I just opined. I said, maybe there's hope for me that when I'm 85 or 90, should I be so fortunate to attain those ages, maybe I'll be able to ski downhill on double black diamond slopes with the assistance of one of these prosthetic exoskeletons powered by AI. Well, in just a moment, I'll tell you about consumer products that are now being offered that may offer that prospect. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Salzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced this flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a pass key, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI, and it's a way in which the consumers have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Have you ever heard someone say that probiotics didn't work for them? Since all probiotics are not the same, the probiotic you choose can make the difference between superior results and no results. Look for an enriched formula containing these 3 key components for best results: probiotics, prebiotics, and postbiotics. A worldwide leader in microbiome health for over 40 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is an enriched full-spectrum probiotic system fermenting multiple strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics. The result? Transformative postbiotic metabolites that maintain and support the biodiversity of flora in your gut for optimal digestion, gut brain, and immune health. Dr. O'Hara's, certified vegetarian, free of gluten, allergens, dairy, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training effect.
Promises to one's community.
Healthy people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And let me remind you that tomorrow I'm actually headed to Asheville, North Carolina, for a meeting of the Alliance for Natural Health. It's our annual board meeting, an in-person meeting. We have a lot of Zoom calls. The Alliance for Natural Health, ANH-USA.org, is a guardian of your right to choose natural, sustainable healthcare options. While big pharma, big food, and big chem, and big government are trying to hold the line on the broken status quo and are trying to limit your ability to choose the healthcare options and treatment modalities that resonate with you, well, ANH is fighting for your rights as a healthcare consumer. I now serve as medical director and president. We're an independent, nonpartisan organization, and we rely upon your support. So just go to drhoffman.com/ANH. That's drhoffman.com/ANH and find out about what you can do to become part of our effort to support our access to healthcare options of our own choosing. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. And I just was talking about these new AI-powered devices that enable people recovering from strokes or perhaps people with spinal cord injuries to power their limbs. And so I was speculating, well, okay, great, that's for people who are severely injured or disabled, but what about ordinary folks? What about devices for recreational purposes that can help people hike or bike or even ski with the assistance of exoskeletons? You've seen demonstrations perhaps on YouTube of exoskeletons that help workers lift incredibly heavy loads with the power of an assisted mechanism. Well, folks, I just found out about one consumer brand, and the price point for these is actually coming within reach. Baseline model, $799. There's a little souped-up model for $979. For $1,499, you can have an ultralight carbon version of what's called the Hypershell X Series Next Gen Exoskeleton. Very cool. And it's a device that you put on, and it's kind of like a belt with things that wrap around your legs, and it's got these various sensors. You plug in your information, your height, your weight, your fitness level, and they assist you. And I've read some reviews of this, is that people use it to shovel snow that powers them to lift heavier weights. It powers them to run. It powers them to cycle. There's, you know, a running mode, a cycle mode, and hopefully there may eventually be a double diamond, a double black diamond downhill skiing mode that will enable folks who, you know, perhaps need a little bit of extra help to continue to remain in the fast lane. It's fascinating because I was just thinking out loud, and lo and behold, there are now options. So check it out if you want. Be an early adopter. HypershellTech.com. I think that's the website for these exciting new devices. And they're only going to get better and better. So, yeah, there's hope for us aging baby boomers. You know, maybe by the time I'm 80, 85, 90, I'll be able to continue to hike up mountains and cycle up steep inclines with assistance from some of these devices. It's amazing. Of course, I could always get an e-bike, but haven't decided to cop out. I'd rather use my own power as long as I can muster it. All right. 877-726-8255, our number. And let's take one of our recorded questions. Let's hear it.
Dr. Hoffman, this is Mary, and I was calling about, do you have any more news on seizures and what procedures can be done? I have a granddaughter that has them. She has a VNS, but she still has a smaller one going off all the time. And thank you. I'll be so glad to hopefully hear it on the radio one day. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, so thanks for that question. And so childhood seizures are a problem because unlike adults who can tolerate medications for seizures, their kids experience a lot of side effects, and they also may have issues related to growth and maturation with long-term use of these medications. So, now you mentioned, in passing that she has a VNS. Well, you know, that's just a alphabet soup. What's a VNS? A VNS is a vagal nerve stimulator. And so I did a little digging on this subject. A vagal nerve stimulation shunt is a medical device that helps control seizures by stimulating the vagus nerve. Now, we talk about VNS. We did an entire podcast about VNS, vagal nerve stimulation. Vagal nerve stimulation may be helpful for pain syndromes, for migraines. It may also be helpful in terms of reducing inflammation in the body. The vagal nerve does a plethora of things and controls a lot of bodily functions. And so this shunt consists of a small generator implanted into the skin and the chest and a wire that runs to the vagus nerve in the neck and sends electrical pulses to the vagus nerve, which then transmits signals back to the brain. And these signals are calibrated to reduce the frequency and severity of seizures. And this can be a non-pharmaceutical way of controlling seizures in kids. So already your grandchild is experiencing a high-tech, at least partial solution to the seizure problem. Now, she's having breakthrough seizures, and that's a concern. And I have to say that when it comes to supplements for seizures, there are a few that can reduce seizure severity. One in particular is magnesium, and I particularly like magnesium taurate because taurine, when it's combined with magnesium and magnesium taurate, dual benefit because taurine has the effect of suppressing seizures. So magnesium taurate, and you might have to take a fair amount. The limiting factor is too much magnesium can have a laxative effect, but magnesium taurate is pretty mild in that regard. So a couple of capsules a day for a small child, maybe four or six for an older child, might help. Another thing that might help, CBD, helpful in some studies for childhood seizures. And finally, there's the ketogenic diet, which is very hard to adhere to for a kid, but there's a big payoff because with ketogenic diet, it can very effectively suppress seizures. In fact, that's where the brain benefits of ketogenic diet were discovered, is in controlling childhood seizures. Now, if we're having a dialogue here, you know, since this is a recorded call, I can't ask you whether you've tried the ketogenic diet. But if you haven't, investigate it, because it can, in some cases, produce spectacular results in terms of reducing the risk of childhood seizures. The risk, the reason for that is that glucose or sugar is an energy source for the brain, but it's an unreliable source because blood sugar fluctuates. And in sensitive brains that are seizure-prone, slight variations in blood sugar can render the parts of the brain that are susceptible to seizures to experience electrical impulses that are chaotic. Let's put it that way. That's the theory about why seizures occur. And with reliance on fat as a fuel for the brain, it's a more steady state fuel. When you're in ketosis, you're less reliant on blood sugar, and you get a more steady source of fuel for your brain cells, which is fat, which is an energy source, and that can actually reduce the frequency of seizures, can be a very effective way, especially in childhood seizures of dealing with the seizure problem. So check it out. 877-726-8255. Reminder, that's our number. This item, you know, I just watched a movie. I've rewatched the movie because I like this movie. It's called Double Jeopardy. It's a 1944 suspense movie with Edward G. Robinson and Fred McMurray and Barbara Stanwyck. And the plot is they're trying to kill this guy by pushing him off a train because the insurance policy stipulates that you get double jeopardy, you get double the premium by pushing the guy off the train. Here's a 2025 update on that theme. Nurse tricks woman into thinking she's terminal, then kills her over possible $1.5 million insurance policy. This involved a lot of grooming over a period of years, where a nurse convinced a woman that she had terminal cancer, and she was taking care of her, and then the nurse pleaded poverty and said, please put me in your will. And so the nurse progressively injected this person with drugs that kept her debilitated, and then finally was about to administer the coup de grace with insulin, which is kind of an Agatha Christie way of killing someone off because it doesn't leave a lot of traces. It's not going to be detectable in an autopsy like cyanide or arsenic. And so this person who was the victim, when she arrived at her hospital, her blood sugar level had plunged to 14. And blood sugar levels can become lethal at 40 or less. Normally our blood sugar is 70, 80, 90. If you're diabetic, it's running over 100. You get it down to 14, and that is a life-threatening circumstance. A search warrant revealed that the sister of the woman who was the victim had told hospital staff that she had been suffering with leukemia for years. That's according to what the nurse told the victim, and it's believed that the nurse tried to convince the victim into putting her in the will in order to claim a possible $1.5 million life insurance policy, but she got caught. She got caught. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic, aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean. Not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Beltway politics gets a shake-up. Fictions and facades abound. And is the American dream making a comeback? All this and more on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Health and Human Services, which is newly being shaped by its new administrator, RFK Jr., has announced an initiative to expand options for safe, reliable, and nutritious infant formula for American families. This is important because, well, RFK Jr. promised to make America healthy again, particularly focusing on the health of our children. And I have here the ingredient list from a popular infant formula. And I won't mention the name, but it's fairly typical. And it's a premium formula. It's not a cheap formula. List price $52 for a vat of this stuff. I guess you reconstitute it. New moms and dads know about, you know, how you make this stuff, reconstitute it. The ingredients. First ingredient, corn syrup solids. Then there's partially hydrolyzed non-fat milk and whey protein concentrate solids. Why they would put non-fat milk in there, and then they have to add back to it some fat because you can't feed an infant no fat. You can't wean an infant on skim milk. So they put back vegetable oil, which contains one or more of the following: palm oil, coconut oil, soy oil, sunflower oil, and some things that I can barely pronounce: galacto-oligosaccharides, polydextrose, fucosylactose, and on and on. And then spike with some vitamins. Yeah, I'm glad to see there's some vitamins in there. There's even some premium things like L-carnitine. By law, they're now required to throw in some DHA, omega-3 fatty acids, so that's good news. But the prime ingredient, corn syrup solids. And so this initiative is designed to initiate a nutrient review, increasing testing for heavy metals and other contaminants in infant formula, and encouraging companies to work with the FDA on clearer labeling, as well as collaborating with the National Institutes of Health to address scientific research about how to make infant formulas healthier. You know, of course, breast is best, but not all women can or are willing to utilize breast milk. So, yeah, there you have it. All right, you heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Well, now our friends at CB Sciences, makers of award-winning CBD products, have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD options that mimic CBD's healthful effects. There's CB Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with innovative ingredients like DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola, which target your cognitive performance and are designed to enhance memory and provide natural energy. So an alternative is, if you're looking for a little peace and calm, there's Plus Health's Peace Gummies, which are a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort to support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels, perfect for people suffering from metabolic syndrome. For more information and order, head over to pluscbdol.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdol.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. Big article here in the Wall Street Journal. A revelation that taxpayers spent billions covering the same Medicaid patients twice. So duplicative payments. When recipients signed up in two states, so say somebody started off in Florida and they moved to an adjacent state, Georgia, which happens quite often. People are very mobile in this country. Insurers often got paid by both Medicaid administrations. And how much does that add up to? To the tune of $4.3 billion of duplicative payments, a Wall Street Journal analysis of Medicaid data found. Am I inadvertently saying Medicare? I mean to say Medicaid. It's Medicaid. And how Medicaid works is there's what's called capitation. They pay per patient to take care of the patient. So they figure out, you know, what's the right amount, you know, on average, what is spent on a patient. And then, if they exceed it, they lose money. If they undercut it, they save money. So it's an incentive for them to keep costs down. Private insurers. The government outsources to private insurers to oversee Medicaid benefits for more than 70% of about 72 million low-income and disabled people in the program. And the companies get paid each month for each person they cover. So when somebody moves from one state to another and they're not keeping track of it, one company, Centene, receives $620 million. Another company, Elevance, $346 million. United Health Group, $298 million. American taxpayers are getting ripped off.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line in my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements supporting your body's natural detoxification, glutathione, methyl action, and calcium D-glucarate. This collection offers a powerful combination of targeted nutrients that are used by cells for the proper detoxification of metabolic waste products. Plus, they support essential methylation, promoting neurological, cardiovascular, eye, and bone health, and glucuronidation, a natural process in which normal cells eliminate microscopic waste. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keisha Stevens. DEI is out at the Naval Academy.
The U.S. Naval Academy will no longer consider race, ethnicity, or sex as a factor for admission to the service academy. That's according to court documents made public Friday. The change in policy was made in February by Vice Admiral Yvette Davids, the academy's superintendent. According to court filings by the U.S. Justice Department in the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, the decision was made in response to an executive order issued by President Trump in January. Keith Peters, Washington.
Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins is blasting the Biden administration for causing significant hardships to American farmers.
When we left in the first Trump administration, we had a surplus on our agriculture exports, meaning our farmers were not just, you know, making money here in the U.S., but the export piece was a really important part of it, selling our incredible goods across the world. When we took back over just a few months ago, after 4 years of Joe Biden, that surplus had not only turned into a deficit, it had turned into a $49 billion deficit.
Rollins tells Salem Radio Network she'll expand markets for U.S. agricultural products internationally. Maryland Governor Wes Moore blaming the operators of a cargo ship for the deadly collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore last year. Speaking soon after the one-year anniversary of the bridge collapse, he told CNN's State of the Union that the operators of the Dolly vessel allowed the ship to sail despite serious mechanical issues. The National Transportation Safety Board's report noted dozens of bridges across the U.S. with load-bearing issues. A U.S. bank executive is believed to be dead after a small plane registered in his name crashed into a home in Minneapolis Saturday. U.S. Bancorp released a statement saying they were aware of that crash. More at townhall.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contract.
You hear the term living better. What do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht. What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? I absolutely am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call. 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor. Relief wherever you're hurting. In 3 weeks or even days, Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
President Trump says the Smithsonian Institute provides a distorted view of American history. Donna Warder reports.
President Donald Trump signed an executive order Friday accusing the Smithsonian of not reflecting American history notes correctly. Trump has empowered Vice President J.D. Vance to review all museum properties, programs, and presentations to prohibit ones that degrade, share American values, or divide Americans based on race. I'm Donna Warder.
A rare Chinese Bible donated to a shop in England sells at auction for more than $72,000. The historical text, dating back to 1815, thought to be the first complete translation of the scripture into Chinese. The Christian Post reports the Bible was discovered by volunteers at a bookshop and then translated by Protestant missionaries. The Bible was part of a more extensive collection of rare books donated to the nonprofit. News and analysis at townhall.com. New use for AI technology.
A German company specializing in early wildfire detection has developed a new AI-based drone it says will help to speed up the detection, location, and monitoring of fires. The Silvergard drone debuted outside of Berlin the other day as wildfires becoming more common around the world. The drone will deliver infrared video and works in combination with a second fire detection system the company developed earlier. It's already in use in several countries.
Correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Search and recovery efforts are ongoing for the 4 U.S. soldiers missing in Lithuania. Authorities said Saturday the soldiers based out of Fort Stewart were operating an armored recovery vehicle last week when it sank deep into a bog during training exercises. Dive teams from the U.S., Spain, and Poland have joined the effort. And a desperate search for survivors continues after a massive earthquake killed over 16,000 people.
Get ready to lasso your chance at free tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. Tune in to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Monday through Friday between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach during the Free Fire Radio Show for your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup. When you hear that iconic cattle clip,
hit 'em up, hit 'em up, move 'em on, hit 'em up, rawhide. Cut 'em out, ride 'em in, cut 'em out, ride 'em in, rawhide.
Call 530-605-4567. That's 530-605-4567 for your chance to qualify for our drawing coming up on April 11th at 8:10 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. So don't miss out on your chance to qualify to win a pair of tickets to the Red Bluff Roundup, courtesy of the Red Bluff Roundup, My Umbrella Marketing, and your friends here at KCNR.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we open with a major motion picture leading man doing the radio thing. And then we continue the Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Long Shot Matter. Speaking of Yours Truly, the movie star in this opening suspense production shares a name with Yours Truly, although Gregory is actually my first name, whereas it's his middle name. Eldred Gregory Peck was born in La Jolla, California, and went on to become a multiple Academy Award nominee. Peck will be joined in this episode by Loreen Tuttle and the future voice of Fred Flintstone, Alan Reed. It's from September 1st, 1949.
Suspense. Tonight, Autolite and its 96,000 dealers present Mr. Gregory Peck in Nightmare, a suspense play produced and edited by William Spear. And now with Nightmare, And with the performance of Gregory Peck, Autolite hopes once again to keep you in suspense.
They say every nightmare has a prelude, something that inspires it, something that happened or almost happened that your inmost mind seizes upon. It lives there in the back of your head, and it multiplies itself and fattens on tiny fears until it's grown into a monstrous bloated horror. And then when it's full-sized with dread, it springs out at us from evil blackness at night when you're defenseless in sleep. The prelude to my nightmare occurred at 6 o'clock that evening, the 3rd of July. Since Elsa's illness, I'd been walking home from the station evenings instead of having her meet me. It's a pleasant 6 or 7 blocks along Hartsdale Road and then up the hill to Ridgecrest. Just at the corner there, the kids play baseball. The signs say slow children and everything, but it's a nasty spot, and coming down the hill, a guy might...
Look out! Look out! Hey, you, what's the matter with you? Don't you know that he
could... I didn't see him, brother. They got no right to play him.
Have you been drinking?
Oh, me?
No, because if you had, I'd pull you out of that car so fast and take you over
it's
to the police.
All right, brother. Calm down. Nobody's hurt. Nobody's hurt. Just a little scared.
I was still trembling when I got home. My head ached and I couldn't eat dinner. It wasn't something I could tell Elsa about. She wasn't ready yet to hear things like that, so I just sat there at the table, looking across at Stevie, half hearing his prattle about the new fishing rod and how many fish he'd catch on our outing tomorrow, and some little story he'd learned in school about Thomas Jefferson and the first 4th of July. And then, pretty early, I took a pill and went to bed. It was the next afternoon. We were driving along, my wife, my boy, and myself. You know that winding road that leads up from Kingston to Falls Town in the trout country? A lot of hairpin turns and a few bad shoulders, but beautiful, beautiful scenery. And that's what we all needed after her nervous breakdown.
A little slow around the turns, Ben. Why do you drive so fast?
You're never driving too fast as long as you feel the car's under control.
Better it wasn't under control a minute ago. What a curve. Ben, the gas tank's almost empty. Why didn't you listen to me and fill up at the last station?
Well, there's always a reserve after the empty mark.
Bet we run out of gas.
Well, it seems to me, youngster, that when I tell you that...
What's wrong? Why are we stopping?
Oh, that's what I'd like to know.
You know, Dad, you know.
Yeah, I know. Out of gas.
Oh, Ben. Will you ever learn?
Well, everybody runs out of gas once in a while. Okay, well, it's a nice day for me to take a hike.
But, Ben, is it all right to be parked like this? On the curb, so close to the road?
Well, why not? Where's the traffic? Only adventurers like us know about this road. Well... Goodbye, folks.
Oh, goodbye, Mr. Know-it-all. I'll go with you, Dad.
Oh, no, you'll stay here. Rule of the woods. Always leave one man behind to protect the women.
Oh, can I take out my rod? Can I practice how to cast?
Sure. And you, lady, you wipe off that smile. With my feet, this is a first-class tragedy.
That's a smart thing you did, coming back this way. Nothing up ahead for 5 miles but the Royal Coachman.
What do you mean?
It's the name of a trout fly.
Well, I know that.
It's the name of a roadhouse. Fancy name for a saloon. Hangout for fishermen, they say.
Oh? Oh, what do you say?
Don't go there, crookedest-looking bunch you ever seen. Crooks from the big town. You go to my nephew, Sammy's place in town, Sammy Crawford. Clean sheets, good beds, home cooking. Hey, good undertaker, too. Called himself a mortician.
Well, what do they need him for, the fish?
Alive or dead. He puts you to bed. Well, want anything else? How's your oil?
Just the gas, thanks. Are we all straight?
Yeah. $1 deposit on the can. Give it to my nephew, Sammy, and let him take the dollar off your bill.
Oh, well, we may not see Sammy. We'd like to pitch camp tonight.
Got a place?
No.
Oh, that's bad. Gets dark mighty quick up this way. You sleep at Sammy's, mister. Better make a reservation. Trout season.
Well, maybe you're right. You got a telephone in there?
Sure have. 15 cents.
Oh, this is going to be expensive fishing. Oh, what's nephew Sammy's number?
It's right here on the wall, over the phone. Oh, say, look at that fella coming down the pike there. 80 miles. Bound for the roadhouse. Can't wait.
Say, there are 24 numbers over this phone.
Pick the biggest one, the one in red. Hey. Oh, look at him go, would you? Go on, you crazy fool, you. You're going to save 5 minutes if you have to kill 5 people to do it. Will you try to straighten out some of them bins up ahead? Hey, you crazy fool.
The pine trees were casting their last, longest shadows across the road as I hiked back to the car. Well, we weren't going to get too much fishing done on the 4th of July. But we had to find some for Stevie. What a kid. Teasing his old man all the time. Then I came around that hairpin turn, and there was the car a few yards away. But no family. Elsa? Hey, Stevie! No family. Oh, Stevie was asleep and she didn't want to call out. That's right, the kid was tired. A lot of excitement for one day. I stepped on something. It's Stevie's trout rod. Lying in the middle of the road. These kids have no sense of responsibility. A split bamboo rod with silk winding and a balance that was so perfect. Well, I stepped up to the car. Elsa sat in the back seat looking at me. And in her lap, she held my boy. Dead. Elsa couldn't speak. She couldn't speak. She couldn't speak. I forced some brandy between her teeth and made her swallow it. Her hands were like ice. I wanted to rub them, but I couldn't pry them loose from the boy.
No! No!
I didn't see him.
No! You want to make sure. I know. You want to make sure. Get away! Oh, get away!
Elsa, how did it happen?
His trout rod. Always his trout rod. He was standing at the edge there, casting. He wasn't on the road. He wasn't. And then there was a noise, a car coming up fast. You could tell. And before we could move, it came around the bend,
but,
and it swerved.
Elsa, what?
There was so much dust. So much dust and pebbles everywhere. Such a thick cloud of dust. And Stevie flying out of it.
Elsa.
Like a ball or a bird. Flying out of it.
Elsa, take some more brandy. It'll do you good.
No! No, I don't want any. Get away!
Elsa, you've got to take some more brandy. Elsa!
That's how he looked. Standing in the road with the bottle in his hand.
Who was standing in the road?
The man. The man who killed us.
He came back?
He got out of his car and he came over to where I lay in the road with Stevie. He had a bottle and he took a drink and he offered me a drink and he said he was sorry. And then he drove away. He said he was sorry. Sorry.
Elsa.
Sorry.
Elsa,
sorry.
Darling, Elsa, don't, Elsa.
Poor little Steve. Poor, sweet little Stevie. Poor, poor Stevie. My boy.
And then it began to grow in me. Then the hate began to grow. She couldn't remember his car or the clothes he wore, and I couldn't make her describe his face. But I knew that somehow I'd find him. He couldn't be very far off, not in this part of the country. I'd find him. And when I did, I'd kill him.
You're listening to Suspense. We'll be back with more after this short break.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Advanced Auto, Dolker Backo, Country Strong Fitness, and Red Sky Asphalt.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by A.J. Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
And now let's resume this episode of Suspense on Win Radio Wise.
Autolite is bringing you Mr. Gregory Peck in Nightmare, tonight's production in radio's outstanding theater of thrills, Suspense.
Plunge the car back into darkness toward the roadhouse. The killer, the dirty, dirty killer.
There was so much dust. Dust and pebbles and Stevie flying out of it. Like a bird.
Yes.
Like a bird.
Yes, Elsa.
He got out of his car and he offered me a drink. He stood there and he said, you better take a drink.
Oh, there's the royal coachman, that roadhouse.
And he said he was sorry.
We'll stop here and use the phone. There's a Sam Crawford in Fallstown. He runs some tourist house and a funeral chapel. I'll call him from here.
Yes. Oh. See all the lights. Why are all the lights on?
It's a roadhouse, Elsa.
So many people going in. Why are they laughing?
Well, they don't know how we feel, Elsa. They don't know about us. Is it all right to leave you here for a moment? I want to call.
There he is.
Would you like me to... Elsa.
That's him. He killed us.
Who?
That's him.
Who? The one who hit Stevie? Where?
There he is.
Where? That one? The man standing in the doorway? How do you know? Can you see his face?
He came over and he stood close and he said, you better take a drink.
He was big and fat and his body filled the frame of the door. He ran a pudgy hand across his face. Now, he was drunk all right. He was trying to shake himself out of it.
Well, he'd never drink again. He'd never drive again. Not after I get through with him. Elsa, sit back. Now, don't let anyone see you.
He killed us.
Yes, I know, I know. Now, wait here, Elsa. Wait here. Don't get out of the car. I watched him go inside. He walked across the lobby and disappeared in the bar. I went in after him. He was sitting there, his elbows on the bar and his head between his hands. I sat where I could watch him and still not be too close.
Yeah, with soda.
Before the bartender hardly let go, he had it down. And then his watery, bloodshot eyes looked about the room. His eyes caught mine.
Bartender.
He called to the bartender and then whispered something in his ear, looking at me, then pointing. The bartender walked over.
What'll it be, Mac?
Huh? Nothing. Really, I don't care for anything.
Oh, it's on this gentleman.
Have a drink, fella. It's on me.
No, thanks.
Can't drink alone, never could. Come on now, have a drink.
What'll it be?
Can't insult a man, you gotta have a drink with him. Come on.
Better take a drink with him, fella.
Well, soda, just plain soda, but I'll pay for it myself.
Just plain soda?
Please, here's the money.
What do you think you're doing? He don't want your money. Ain't that right? Your money's no good here.
He kept breathing in my face and talking and ordering more drinks. And I kept thinking of Elsa in the car. The way her eyes changed when she saw him. The thing in her eyes when she looked at him. That fat man breathing down my neck and guzzling like nothing happened.
I'll have it again the same way. Come on, fella. Drink up. Come on. You can't drink that stuff without something in it. Drink it. Hey. Hey, give him something in that soda.
I don't want anything.
He don't want anything. He don't want anything.
No,
I'll have it again the same way.
Coming up.
He kept looking at me, breathing at me. He had the face of such an ordinary man, only very beefy. Such an ordinary man. How could he do what he did and then run away? I wondered who he was, what kind of work he did. Did he have a family? Did he have a son of his own? Was he having all those drinks to try to forget? Well, I couldn't let him forget. How long was he going to sit there? A couple of more drinks, and he finally got up. He threw a bill on the bar and started to go.
Hey, you changed.
Never mind the change.
He waved a pudgy hand. Big shot, big tipper. Very generous, nice guy. He even offered Elsa a drink after he killed our boy. I followed him into the lobby. He went to the desk.
257.
Good night, sir.
All right.
He started for the elevator. I hurried to the stairway. I ran up to the second floor. I waited off the stairway landing and watched the elevator door open.
Wait a minute. Not so fast.
Please.
I said wait a minute. Don't shut that door. Not so fast.
Let someone else ring in.
I want to ask you a question.
I have to go. People ringing.
Can I ask you a question?
Please step away from the door. You're blocking.
Answer my question.
Get away from the door, then I'll tell you.
Sure. Now answer me. When are you going to... Smart, Alec. Think she's smart.
He started down the hall, coming towards me. I stepped back into the stairway, took a cigarette out of my packet, started to light it. He walked past, then he stopped.
Oh, hi.
I didn't want to talk to him, just wanted to do it and get it over with. I started toward him. We were alone. Somebody was coming down the stairs.
You wouldn't mind coming along.
Well, I don't like it. Even the service is lousy in the place. One elevator, you can die.
How's about a light?
There's nothing here to do but fish.
Well, before I could answer him, his fat, pudgy hand closed over mine and drew the lighted match to the cigarette in his mouth. He puffed loosely. His hand was damp and warm. I drew back.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, you're out.
I counted the doors as he passed on down the hall. One. Two. Three. The fifth door down. That was his room. I walked slowly down. I stood in front of his door. So now it would happen.
Who is it? Who is it? want? What do you want?
I want to ask you something. May I?
Oh, sure. Come in.
He waddled over to the bed and sat down.
Hey, you sit down.
His watery, bloodshot eyes blinking at me. I didn't know how to begin or what to do. The blind rage was gone. Something happened to me. Now, suddenly, I didn't know what I was doing there.
What do you want?
I walked over to the window, fumbling for some foolish excuse. It was no use. I couldn't kill anybody. I couldn't do it.
Ask you, what do you want?
I looked out of the window. The light from the neon sign on the roof made everything look so lonely and dead.
What's the matter with you?
And there was my car in the driveway, and Elsa sitting there. Her face, the thin outline of her face, so gray, her mouth pressed tight in a straight, hard line.
What do you want from me?
She was holding my son, holding him tight, pressed close to her, holding him. My son.
What do you want?
Why did you kill my son?
Ben!
You drunken fool, why did you kill my son?
You're crazy!
Bloodshot eyes bulging from his head, frightened and guilty. He reached for the phone and I was on him.
Why did you kill him?
You killed him!
You killed him! You killed him!
You killed him! You killed him!
Operator.
You killed him.
Operator.
It was done. All done and over with. And now I felt better. Now it would be easier. There'd be a little less pain when they buried my son. Elsa, you all right?
He's dead.
I made sure of that. Now let's get out of here. The twisted blacktop road unwound steadily under the headlights. But something had changed. It was no longer a road. It was a cloudy, misty jungle where everyone was old and haggard. And there were no children. And then we brought our boy into Fallstown.
If you don't mind a suggestion, Mr. Kane, you look pretty done in. And when we carried the boy out of the car, I had a look at your wife.
Yes, I know.
Good thing you didn't stop at the Royal Coachman.
Where?
The Royal Coachman. That's a roadhouse. Halfway between here and my uncle's gas station. You didn't see it?
No.
Well, it's all lit up with neon, like a regular Christmas tree. Troopers just phoned. There's a job for me. Somebody choked somebody to death. Lots of excitement.
Oh, well, who did it?
Oh, they'll find him. She looks bad, your wife. We ought to get her right to bed.
Yes. Elsa?
No, I have no son.
Well, this is Sam Crawford, Elsa. He's going to take care of Stevie. And we're going to sleep in his house tonight. I think we need some sleep, don't you?
That's him.
What do you mean?
That's him. He did it.
He did what?
He killed my son.
Elsa.
I'm Sammy Crawford, ma'am. I run the local...
He killed us.
Elsa. Look at me. Are you all right, Elsa?
I don't think she knows what she's saying.
He came over. He stood there with a bottle. He said he was sorry.
Elsa, this is Sammy Crawford. He wasn't there. He was here, miles away.
He killed us.
I'll get Doc Sadler.
What's the matter with you, Elsa? I know he didn't do it. He couldn't have. I was talking to him on the telephone when it happened from the gas station. Elsa, we know who did do it. We know. And he's dead.
He said he was sorry.
Elsa. Look across the street. Elsa, do you hear me? Look across the street.
Yes.
Do you see that man walking toward the street light? Can you see him? Answer me.
Yes.
Well, just look at him, Elsa. That's all. There. Now he's under the light. Well?
That's him.
No.
That's him.
No.
That's him. He did it.
Elsa,
he did it.
Elsa, that's a minister.
He did it.
You know it wasn't
that's
a minister.
Him.
You saw, and
that's
it wasn't
him.
Sam Crawford. He was talking to me
that's
on the
him.
Telephone.
That's him.
No.
That's him.
No, Elsa.
That's
no.
Him.
No.
That's
no.
Him.
No.
That's
no.
Him.
No.
Ben. Oh. Ben!
Oh.
Ben, darling! Ben!
Huh? Ben. What? What? Oh.
Oh. Hi, Dad. Oh. Hi.
Hello, Stevie. Hi.
Darling, what on earth? You were dreaming something, moaning and great racking.
It was a nightmare. Oh, Elsa, it was. It was.
Did you dream you lost your job?
Yes. Yes, that was it. How did you know?
Because I know everything. Come on now. Up, out of bed. We've got a big day. 4th of July comes but once a year. Garage doors open, Stevie?
Boy, well, we burn up the road.
Stevie, stop that talk.
Why, darling.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, instead of going up by Falls Town and up there, we'll cut across just before Kingston and find our fishing over around Litchfield, huh? I feel like Connecticut today.
Okay, Dad. I gotta go get my
dad. What did you dream about, darling? It was so awful.
Me? Well, since you have to know, I had a horrible, jealous dream. I dreamt you didn't love me.
Oh, dearest. Oh, that was the wildest dream imaginable. Now, wasn't that a waste of time?
Suspense, presented by Autolite. Tonight's star, Gregory Peck, in Nightmare.
Tonight's suspense play was produced and edited by William Spear and directed by Norman MacDonald. Appearing with Mr. Peck were Loreen Tuttle and Alan Reed. Music for Suspense is composed by Lucian Morawek and conducted by Lud Bluskin. Nightmare was a radio play by Herb Meadows from a story by Samuel Bloss. Gregory Peck is currently being seen in MGM's The Great Sinner. Don't forget, next Thursday, same time, Autolite will present Suspense, starring Ray Milland.
Nightmare from September 1st, 1949. Now also that year, Gregory Peck was starring in the war picture 12 O'Clock High, earning his 4th of 5 Oscar nominations for his work in that film. He didn't win, but he later would take home the Best Actor Academy Award for the role of attorney Atticus Finch in To Kill a Mockingbird. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Wynn Radio was Part 2 of The Long Shot Matter, our latest Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. Be right back.
Folks, I'd like you to get a picture of what it's like here. Very quiet, for one thing. I've never been in such a quiet place, and it's pretty dark. No light except my flashlight. Tell you what, you go now and douse all the lights you have on. Go ahead, put out the lights.
The greatest stars of stage and screen and the greatest writers of print and radio combine to keep you on the edge of your seat in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Suspense, Motive for Murder.
I opened my handbag and my fingers closed around Mr. Jensen's gun. He looked down at me.
Hey, what?
I said I've changed my mind.
Okay. That's the way you feel. I don't argue with a girl who's got a gun.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills brings you moments of desperation and danger.
I took the stuff she had piled up on the dresser. Bracelets, rings, pins. I stuffed his wallet into my pocket. Then I got out. I got out as fast as I could.
Mickey Rooney, Lucille Ball, Lana Turner, Ralph Edwards, and more star in 20 nerve-stretching exercises in crime, mystery, and the uncanny.
Quite frankly, I'd like to get out of here. I can well imagine people becoming unhinged in this place. I find myself pretty jumpy. Not being very brave, am I?
Today, our listeners can get Suspense Motive for Murder for 50% off. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MURDER77 to get your copy for only $19.98.
And the front door slowly opened. And then there were slow, halting footsteps along the short hall to the sitting room where an old woman waited.
Order Suspense Motive for Murder today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MURDER77 so you can hear
a tale well calculated to keep you in suspense.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Do you ignore those prompts to update your smartphone? Well, keeping cyber safe means updating your devices. And so we asked cybersecurity expert Christine Menard to explain.
Okay, if you're getting a new smartphone or your current smartphone, is always make sure your operating system is up to date. That is something so easy that you can likely do it while you sleep. The reason for this is when software providers push out these updates, like sometimes it is to add new features and new functionality, but oftentimes, and more importantly, it's often because it's to fix security issues. So what I mean by that is the software provider discovered a vulnerability or a weakness in the software that could be exploited by cyber criminals, and then they've gone and created this patch to make sure that vulnerability can no longer be exploited.
And that's why it's so important to keep on top of those software updates.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was As Promised. Here is part two of the Long Shot Matter, a yours truly Johnny Dollar storyline that played out in late June of 1956. Enjoy.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Johnny, Lieutenant Barry, homicide. Got messages from you 3 inches thick.
Yeah, been trying to get hold of you all morning.
Well, it hasn't exactly been a social tea around here, you know. What with the murder of Dr. Palmquist's wife.
Can I come down there to headquarters?
Come ahead, and if you're a good boy, I'll introduce you to the man who did the killing.
What?
Of course he denies it completely. Who wouldn't? But will you hear his story? It's a wild one.
Hold it. You're way ahead of me. You're saying you've got the killer there?
That's what I'm saying.
Well... who is he?
You wouldn't know him. Nobody seems to.
Make a little sense, will you, Lieutenant?
Look, you coming down or not?
Right now.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Los Angeles, California, to National Underwriters Association, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, The Long Shot Matter. Los Angeles traffic being what it is, there was plenty of time to think on the way to Barry's office. But think about what? An unsigned warning that someone was going to collect on a $100,000 policy? A frail, defeated woman wasn't going to have to worry about weakness anymore. There was an awful lot to find out before this whole thing could begin to make sense. That was pretty obvious. The man I was going to see was anything but obvious. Big and round, he was like a fat Cupid doll with a gun. You always had the feeling his round little eyes were dreaming past you, seeing an island where there was no jail cells. A lot of cons had made that mistake, found out too late that Barry was as sharp as any homicide cop alive.
Life is like that, huh, Johnny? Yesterday your visit was social, today it's business. Yeah, just one dead woman can make a lot of difference. Sit down.
Like I said, I'm way behind you. How did it happen? When?
Sit down. I can't talk when you're standing. Okay. Santa Monica substation got the call about 9 last night from Dr. Palmquist. He was real excited, said he was holding a rifle on a prowler who'd come in and shot and killed his wife. So we got out there fast.
Wait a minute. Did the doctor know?
Let me tell it my way, huh?
Okay.
We found Mrs. Palmquist dead on the living room floor, and the doctor's still holding this guy at rifle point. .38 Colt lay in a corner with nobody paying much attention to it. Ballistic says it's the murder weapon, all right.
What's the doctor's story?
Says he was out on a house call, got home a couple of minutes before 9. On the way to the front door, he glanced through the living room window, saw this prowler holding a gun on Mrs. Palmquist. The doctor got into the house quietly and was sneaking up from behind when the prowler heard him and got rattled. The prowler fired and killed the woman just as the doc brought a paperweight down on his head. Nice, huh?
A little out of left field. Funny, I always thought prowlers and gunmen are two different things.
Nothing says it can't happen, and the evidence says it did.
What does that mean?
That this is one prowler who's sewn up tight, because everything checks out. The .38 is his prints are on it. Lab found the lock he forced to get in. What else you want, a moving picture?
Oh, don't get mad. I'm just asking. Now, that house call the doctor was out on, I'm a stranger in town, but isn't that kind of a late hour to see a patient, unless it's a real emergency?
Not when they look like this one.
Oh?
I checked with her this morning. She could make me go to medical school right now, even at this age.
Nice, huh?
Put it this way. Her first name ought to be Marilyn.
Well, that's pretty clear. Who is she?
A Mrs. Laura Considine. 35, widow, money. And everyone should look like that.
She been Dr. Palmquist's patient long? 3 or 4 years. And she backs up the story of the house call completely. You sold? I want to know about the prowler. Who is he?
Ex-con, drifter, 57 years old, got a record that goes way back.
What kind of record?
I was afraid you'd ask, because that's the fly in the ointment. It's a long sheet and it's buried. Bunko, con game, badger, bad checks, pigeon drop, all small stuff. But not an ounce of violence anywhere.
A killing's way out of pattern, isn't it?
Yeah.
This prowler, what does he claim?
It's so wild I'm embarrassed to repeat it.
How's chances of my seeing him? Maybe he'll tell me. Barry took me upstairs to what they call the hotshot section. A very exclusive floor, this one, because the cells hold only prisoners suspected of the big rap, murder. You know something? I never heard a place like this, but what an old fallacy comes bouncing back into my mind. That bit about being able to tell a man's character by looking at him. What does a murderer look like? Go ahead, put yourself out on that limb, but don't drag me out there with you. Because the man sitting quietly in cell 8A looked about as hard and dangerous as a Victorian antimacassar. Lonnie Miller, prowler and murder suspect. Lonnie Miller, gray-haired, tall and slim, a man with good straight bearing even while he sat. Yet, with a delicacy about him. Or maybe it was just the natural good manners of the born con man. I didn't know.
Yell when you want out, Johnny.
Yeah.
I'm not going to change the story. I'll tell it again, but it'll be the same. Is that what you want, officer?
I'm not the police, Miller. My name is Dollar. I'm an insurance investigator.
It's a little late for me to buy insurance, isn't it?
Miller, you don't have to talk to me if you don't want to, but you'd be helping yourself if you told me the truth.
They didn't believe me. Not one word. Why would you?
Our jobs are different. My interest is in the insurance angle. Did you kill Mrs. Palmquist?
I'm nearly 60, mister, and I've done everything in the book, almost everything. But I never killed. Never. I can't make them see that.
Yeah, I know.
Told them 100 times. Word for word. Step by step. They just sit and look at me. Well, what do I have to do to make them believe I didn't do it?
From what I hear, they've got an awful lot of evidence that says you did.
You too, huh? Go away, mister. You may be a little different kind of cop. You're talking like all the others. You're thinking like them. Let me alone.
You haven't got much chance, Miller, if that's your only answer to evidence.
Evidence. I know all about that stuff. You can buy it and sell it, manufacture it, make it stand up and do tricks. The cops...
Miller, you're talking through your hat. You've been the route. Do you know one case where the police ever manufactured evidence? And I don't mean con talk. I mean one you actually know of.
Oh, what's the difference?
Look, why don't you tell me about it?
Think you could listen without sneering? Nobody else can.
Try me, huh? Now, how did you get into this?
I just finished doing time in San Diego. Been hitchhiking my way up from there. 4 nights ago, a truck let me off on the Pacific Coast Highway, about 15 miles south of L.A. A few minutes later, a man in a big cab gave me a lift. Nice enough fella. A little nosy about where I was from, where I was going, things like that. But nice.
Yeah, go on.
After about 5 minutes, he decided we needed coffee. So we stopped at a little tacos joint. 10 minutes later, we were back on the road. After about 2 miles, he said it felt like we had a flat. So we stopped. It was a flat, all right. Left rear.
So?
Well, he had given me the lift. The least I could do was to change his tire, so I did it. He was real friendly the rest of the way. Told me to stick around town and he'd see I got a job. He gave me a 20. Told me where to get a room and said to wait for him to phone. He said his name was Carter.
You do what he said?
Last night he called me. Said to be at his house at 9 sharp to meet a man who had a job for me, an address in the Palisades.
Well, go on.
The house was dark when I got there, so I rang the bell. Someone opened the door. I took one step inside and got hit on the head. Next thing I know, I'm coming to on the living room floor. There's a dead woman a few feet away. And my friend Carter's holding a rifle at my head, threatening to blow it off if I move. Only when the cops got there, they didn't call him Carter, but Dr. Palmquist.
Palmquist? Miller, do you realize what you're saying?
I know. And every word of it's the truth. Now tell me this, mister. How do I get anyone to believe it?
Time to take a short break on this Johnny Dollar episode. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Shasta College will host the last of three workshops titled Getting the Outside Garden Ready and Preserving What You Grow. This workshop will be held April 26th from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm in the greenhouse. Workshop topics will include bed preparation for an amazing harvest, how to start composting, setting up irrigation, growing herbs, controlling weeds and bugs, canning basics. There will be a $5 charge to cover materials and seeds at each workshop. Master Gardeners are also sponsoring a plant swap after this workshop. A garden fair is also planned from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. This family-friendly event will include garden activities for children, composting demonstrations, garden-related vendors, and basic gardening advice. For questions regarding this event, contact Lemoyne Waite at 530-242-2210 or contact Shasta College.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
We haven't discussed it. Didn't I tell you the doctor's resting at Blair Hospital for a day or so, shock of his wife's death?
Do you intend to tell him?
Look, I know you're a fellow who automatically roots for the underdog, but face it, boy, what have I got? An ex-con with a wild story against a respected citizen with a perfect alibi. I'd look kind of silly questioning Palmquist at the moment.
At the moment? Does that mean you've got doubts about Palmquist?
I doubt everybody till the last page, boy. That's how I got to be a lieutenant.
And that's where we left it. I had a long, thoughtful lunch, which included two very dry martinis aimed at helping solve a new problem. To wit, how best to arrange a few words with a hospitalized Dr. Palmquist at such a delicate time. In the end, I did the only thing I could, walked into room 913 at Blair Hospital and introduced myself. Dr. Palmquist didn't seem at all surprised by the visit. He seemed annoyed, if anything. But the annoyance was with himself.
I'm not a very good advertisement for my own profession at the moment, am I, Mr. Dollar?
I'm sorry to intrude, Doctor. I probably could have picked a better time for a visit.
You've been doing your best.
What?
Which do you prefer, Mr. Dollar, my office or my home? Would you like the names of a few friends? Perhaps they can tell you whatever it is you're trying to find out about me.
It's my job, Doctor.
And just what is your job, Mr. Dollar?
Insurance investigator. For the company that holds the policy on Mrs. Palmquist and yourself.
I see. Then you can stop running around now, can't you? You can simply go to the police and they'll tell you anything you want to know.
Doctor, may I...
Mr. Dollar, I don't usually prescribe without a thorough examination, but...
Please do.
Very well. I don't think California is your cup of tea. I suggest another climate entirely.
The visit was over. Palmquist lay back against the pillows, no longer interested, and I turned to leave. Just as I was reaching for the door, it opened, and one of the most beautiful women I'd ever seen started into the room.
I think you have the wrong room, madam.
For a moment, she just stood there, startled. Then, without a word, she turned and hurried out. But not before I'd gotten a good look at the large block initials on the purse she carried, L.C. The two letters plus the way she looked made Laura Considine a pretty good bet. Nice twist, huh? The doctor is ill and the patient comes to call. You can't trust anybody these days, can you?
Here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, beauty may be skin deep, but fear goes a lot further down than that. Sometimes as far as death. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Tony Barrett, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Of the Long Shot matter from late June 1956. We'll have the third installment of that Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar storyline at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Gregory Peck in an offering of suspense. And my question is about that five-time Oscar nominee and one-time winner. He would work twice for director Alfred Hitchcock. The first was in 1945 and Spellbound. But can you name the second? I'll have the answer then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a 4-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
The people eater sure looks strange to me.
I've been listening to my story about a man named Jed. We're a mountaineer burning.
Get 100 novelty songs today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code NOVELTY77.
When everybody's heard about the bird, the bird, 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 the bird's a winner, winner, bird, 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 bird is a winner, winner.
Four CDs jam-packed with 100 novelty songs that will always make you smile for only $21.98. Just go to musicrewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code NOVELTY77 to save on shipping.
And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
Now, what a novel idea. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com. Remember, promo code NOVELTY77 for reduced shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first five franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before we took a break, we were talking about the two times that Gregory Peck worked for famed thriller director Alfred Hitchcock. The first time was in 1945's Spellbound, and the second was 2 years later, and the courtroom drama, The Paradigm Case. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but hey, folks, please stop by the website, whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.